As I was preparing for the message today, I came across an article entitled Writing Conclusions by the Indiana University. As you will certainly guess, the article was concerning how to write a good conclusion to a research paper. And the article stated that in the conclusion, and I quote, "After you have restated your thesis, you should not just summarize the key points of your argument. Your conclusion should offer the reader something new to think about. Or at the very least, it should offer the reader a new way of thinking about what you have said." It then pointed out that you could use several methods in order to do this. And number one on the list was simply this: answer the question, so what? So what? Well, that's what we're going to be doing in our message today. Over the past 9 weeks, if you've been joining with us, you know that we have been dealing with the subject of God's love. The thesis that we have stated over and over again through the past 9 weeks has simply been this: that God loves you, that He always has, and that He always will. But today we're going to finish this series of messages. And in this final message, I want to answer the question, so what? God loves me. So what? So what? In other words, what should we do? And how should we respond? What is the proper response to the truth that God loves us? Well, the truth of the matter is the answer to that question is not something that we have to try to figure out all by ourselves. The fact of the matter is, the Bible gives us some insight. The Bible makes it very clear about how we should respond to God's love. And as we consider the responses, we find out that when it comes to God's love, there is a responsibility that is given to us. In our response to His love, there is a responsibility for us. In fact, one writer has well noted, God's love affects us in such a way that it will change everything about us. So let me show you 5 ways very quickly this morning. 5 ways that we should respond when we come to understand God's love for us. Number one, we should love our God. When we understand that God loves us, the natural response is that that love should be reciprocated, that we should love Him in return. You know, the Bible declares that the only reason we're able to love God, the only reason we're able to love at all, is simply because God planted within each one of us the capacity to love. You remember we saw before in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, the Bible says that God is love. He doesn't have love. He is love. And when God created us, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, we were created in His likeness. In other words, we were created with a capacity